All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College in Dearborn, Michigan. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. And as always, we have a live act in the studio as we speak, Escaping Pavement. How are you, folks? Can you hear me?
Doing well.
Yep, I can hear you too.
That's all right.
So it's going to work.
All right.
All right. I don't think we got a chance to do a playlist, so if you can do me a favor, like before you play each song, just tell me what you're playing.
Sure.
Because we have to enter it in the computer to make sure that people know what they're listening to.
Absolutely.
All right. So why don't we get started? What do we have?
We're going to do a song off our new album, and this one is entitled Mary.
Mary?
Okay. Yes. Ready? One.
All those thoughts behind you. Oh.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live in the studio on Motor Live Drive at 5, Escaping Pavement. All right, if you don't mind, introduce yourself for our listening audience, who you are, what you do.
Well, my name's Aaron Markovitz, play mandolin, and also the acoustic guitar a bit later on. And Emily Burns here.
That's me.
That's her.
Hey.
Playing the guitar on the other vocal.
I play various types of guitars.
Yes.
Acoustic, electric, baritone. And then I also have my little baritone ukulele here that I play every now and again.
Oh, okay. You're kind of like me. I'm pretty much anything that has strings, right?
Yes.
Yep.
It's cool.
That's true.
That's great. So you have a brand new album that's coming out.
We do.
And the release party is not this weekend, but next weekend, correct?
Next weekend, Saturday, June 4th. And that's going to be held at the Northville Winery.
In Northville.
In Northville.
Yeah. Who would have thunk it, huh?
Yeah. We're right. Looking forward to it. It should, hopefully the weather's nice. It's supposed to be outside. Mm-hmm. Should just be a great night. Yeah. So we're excited for the release.
It sounds kind of interesting. I was looking at it. I can't remember the name of his band, but Chris Denure, he's played on the motor before. He's really good.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And
Chris will be opening with a solo acoustic set.
Yeah.
That night, yeah.
And then there was something about somebody's going to be painting in real time during the performance.
Yeah.
There's an artist from Plymouth. His name is Jody Bauman, and he's going to be doing live painting to the music.
Oh.
So he's just going to kind of paint like what's coming to mind as everything is going on. And that probably includes like what's happening with the audience and the reaction and all of it. So
we'll get to see
really
what our music looks like.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds really cool.
Yeah.
I know I read a little bit on your biography, your press release, excuse me, my verbal skills aren't the greatest right now. I told you earlier before we went on the air, I got a little dental problem here. So I got to get it fixed, but for right now, we just have to bear with it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, one of the things I read is that you like spontaneity as far as like your music, like, you know, you pick up sounds that are in the room, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I think that was pertaining to really the way the record was recorded. You know, it was much like we're doing now, you know.
Mm-hmm. Very live.
Very live. Of course, there was, you know, there were some moments, of course, have to be overdubbed or, you know, when there are tunes on there that do have a full band, drums and bass, and some piano, you know, other instruments that kind of were laid on top. But for the most part, it was recorded live. And, you know, anything that kind of ended up like a squeak or like in the floor or whatever might have happened.
We left it.
You know, kind of hearing movement, I guess. And I think it kind of brings that human element to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one of the things I liked about the older music that I grew up with. Like when you hear these recordings, especially like on vinyl, you know, you can hear like things like the person sliding their fingers across the fretboard or something along those lines, you know?
Yeah.
It's not perfect.
Right.
No.
Right.
You know, and it shouldn't be, right?
Yeah. I don't think it was ever really meant to be. You know, I think when you take those things away,
I think art is never meant to be perfect.
No.
If it was perfect, then nobody would do it anymore.
Yeah.
or you'd have somebody with a computer, you know, doing
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, and there's obviously a place for that stuff, too, but we kind of feel like with the acoustic music, it's kind of...
this is what it lends itself to.
It lends itself to that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, why don't we do another one, then? What do we got?
Sure. Well, how about in honor of it having been Bob Dylan's birthday on Tuesday?
Ah, yes.
We'll do the cover we created for Girl from the North Country, and that one we actually put on our new album.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is,
yeah. Yeah.
Let's do that.
Let's do it.
Okay.
do still like to be in tune as much as possible.
This time of year in Michigan wreaks havoc on those instruments.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We just talked about not being perfect.
Right,
what the heck?
Yeah.
You know?
Backtracking now.
All right.
If you're traveling the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
All right, excellent. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is Motor Live Drive at 5. In the studio, we have Escaping Pavement, and they're here to celebrate the release of their latest record that is just coming out in the next week. It's called what? The Night Owl?
The Night Owl. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Let me give the floor to you guys. I told you I can't really talk a whole lot today.
Sure.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about the record? What was the thought process behind it? I know it's your second one as a duo.
It is. It's it's our first one as really releasing it as a duo.
Okay.
Our first record. The whole thing was, based around a quartet. You know, bass and drums.
I'm sorry.
A lot more electric guitars.
Okay.
But this one is the first release as a duo. As I said before, there is some other instrumentation on it.
But the primary focus is
the duo.
Like what you're hearing right now. Mm-hmm. Just the two of us, mandolin, acoustic guitar, and vocals.
Yep. That's, a lot of that on there.
That's about 60% of the record.
Probably. Something like that.
That's a very fair percentage.
That's a very fair percentage. I think the thought process going in, a lot of the songs had been written over the course of our transition from being a quartet to being a duo, so our music started to head in a direction that was much more geared towards folk music.
Mm-hmm. And I think part of the thought process was making something that was very focused and more refined genre-wise, whereas before our first record was kind of seemed still maybe a little unsure of what genre we really wanted to focus on. This one became more very clear to us. It was like, this is going to be an Americana record for sure. And we wanted to make sure that that came across too when listening to it. And we think we did a pretty good job with that, so we're pretty happy with it.
Mm-hmm. Very much.
Yeah, and it's a really good representation. We feel like it's the best representation we've ever had of who we are and what we sound like. And it gives people a really clear idea of like what they would see or hear when they came to see us live. You know? Right. What you see is what you get.
Yep. What you hear
is what you get. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, in that case. So.
Okay, so from the beginning, it basically has been the two of you as far mm-hmm. as the project.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get people to help you out, play with you, but for the most part.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. How long have you been playing together?
Well, we've been playing together in various
formats
for a long time.
We met over a decade.
Yeah, over a decade. But, you know, together in this format, 4 years or so kind of focusing on this project.
Mm-hmm.
And before, it was just kind of our formative musician years, you know, just kind of finding...
Genre hopping.
Well, yeah. Well, we can still do that, but, you know.
But it was like blues to like a jazz funk band.
We're kind of rooted in blues, you know, that's where our roots are. And that's how we met, really, just at a blues jam, and we figured that we'd play together and...
This is what it finally evolved into.
The rest is history.
Into a mandolin and acoustic guitar. Who would have thought?
It only took 10 years to get there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all. Better late than never, right?
That's right.
Okay, is there a thought behind the title, The Night Owl, or?
Well, the thought behind the title was, that's not to say, like, in the literal night owl sense, but the owl's always been a symbol of wisdom and seeking wisdom.
Well, it's a symbol of wisdom in Greek mythology. And we thought that was kind of appropriate for what we're doing because of the fact that we feel like we're getting a little bit older. We've, you know, like I said, we refined everything we were doing. So it feels like we are becoming a little more wise.
Yeah.
So it just seemed like a good representation of that, I think.
And I think a lot of the songs are kind of stories about figuring those things out.
Gaining wisdom.
Yeah. So we figured that was an appropriate name. And then, of course, the title track, The Night Owl.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of a...
That helped decide
I think. Yeah. And we figured there's a song on there called that. It can be the title track.
That works.
Everybody's got a title track.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
So maybe we'll do that one now that we're talking about it.
Sure. Let's do it.
The title track from The Night Owl.
Pretends dawn doesn't exist, that sunrise won't soon be stealing the stars. This fortune crossed the sky, she's come to say goodbye. The morning is nigh, said the night. Thank you.
right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5, live in the studio, Escaping Pavement. Yeah, I'm looking at Facebook. We're getting a couple of thumbs up there. We got a couple people that were talking about their listening, including a couple of our DJs.
Oh, cool.
Other DJs, so they're enjoying it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Some good stuff there. You remind me kind of another band that I'm familiar with. I'm sure you probably heard of them, Lock LaBelle.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard of Lock LaBelle, yeah.
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 Yep. We actually played at the Hamtramck Music Festival this year, and we played on the Detroit Folk Workshop stage, which I know is, I know that's part of their thing. They kind of run the whole Detroit Folk Workshop. So
yeah,
we actually met Jenny, the girl in the group.
Okay.
The first time there, and we definitely have a lot of mutual friends too, and but yeah, it was a lot of fun to do that, and they're super nice people.
Oh, they are definitely
Very, very nice, and very good musicians too. Very talented and
duo. I was just going to say, Nick Shalas, he's got other stuff besides what he does with Jenny, and some of it's like classical.
Yeah,
I guess he's a teacher. He teaches music, so.
Okay.
He's got all kinds of like different stuff. It would just blow your mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, we're not here to talk about them. But
we always love to talk about other Detroit bands we love.
Yep.
That's one of the things I love about Detroit.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of great bands. There's a lot of great variety of music. You know, it's not just indie rock or just this or just that. You know, it's like.
Yeah.
Pretty much whatever you're into, you can find it in the city of Detroit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I was just going to ask you, I mean, besides Bob Dylan, of course, what are some of your influences, both of you? You know, like...
They really run the gamut.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. I mean, because growing up, I think we were both exposed to a lot of music. It's different for each one of us, so it's kind of funny. Like, together, we probably make up the entire history of music almost.
You grew up with a lot of Beatles. And
yeah, my parents played Cosby around Stills my house when I was little, like Beatles and Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and Neil Young, and Led Zeppelin, and Clapton, and actually a lot of classic rock. But a lot of old folk rock, too, like from the 70s, like James Taylor. And those were my, like, formative influences. And then later on in life, I went through these phases where, like, I got really big into blues music and, like, specifically blues guitarists. That's when we were going to music school, of course. We got crazy into that. And then beyond that, we got into some really crazy out there jazz fusion guitarists like Scott Henderson and people like that.
Oh, wow.
And then as we moved back home and kind of got into this whole Americana thing, and then it evolved into all these other different artists.
I think some of our more recent influences, just, you know, artists that are out there now. The Civil Wars, obviously, is a...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A big influence. The Punch Brothers,
Chris
Thiele, as far as mandolin players go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Jarosz. I love the Milk Carton Kids as well. They're a folk harmony duo, and they're just, it's very, you know, just two guitars and two voices, and the blend is awesome.
Okay.
I enjoy listening to that. So they've been a really big influence on me. I know maybe
but
a little bit on you.
But then one of your like big formative years influences was Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Stevie Ray Vaughan as a you know really my roots are more in mandolin's a second instrument for me. I'm a guitarist, or I was first, and really was heavy into blues rock guitar in my formative guitar years. So as we've gone through a. You know, many, many phases of...
Oh, and then my dad used to listen to around the house, big band.
Yeah, old 78s.
Yeah.
He's big into phonographs.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Stuff even before that, so... And my mom likes classical, and so she played that a lot as well around the house.
Yeah. So a little bit of everything. It's the way to go.
Oh, definitely. That makes the best musicians and music listeners.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I was the same way. You know,
my
dad was into country, rockabilly, and doo-wop. My mom was into doo-wop. Mm-hmm. My grandparents were into jazz and blues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I had an uncle that was into Irish marching band music.
Really?
Cool.
So
yeah, I don't think I've ever heard any of that. Like, I've heard, obviously, you know, Celtic, traditional Celtic music, but yeah, Irish marching.
Yeah. Yeah, it was something really off the wall, but he loved it. But
yeah.
Like I said, I got
exposed to all kinds.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't we do another one?
Do another one? Sure.
Yeah.
Let's see. Why don't we switch up instruments here, maybe?
Okay. I'll give you a second to do that.
Sure.
I'll remind people that we're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. I'm your host, Scott Boatwright, with a missing filling in my tooth, so that's why I don't sound exactly perfect right now. But hey, it doesn't matter. What everybody's here for is to listen to really good music, so I can talk like anything, I guess, you know?
That's true. All right, so we'll do another one off of the new album. This is actually the first song on there, and...
Okay.
I'm going to change it up here for everybody and play my baritone guitar. It's one of our newer toys, I should say.
Yeah.
One of our favorites.
I love new toys.
Yep. Yeah.
It's a blast.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this one's called Wanderers.
Wanderers?
Wanderers.
Wanderers.
Oh, Wanderers. Okay.
It's kind of a mouthful.
Thanks.
Yeah,
okay.
It is. Sometimes you'll wander, you'll take it slow. Time to wander, but sometimes you'll know where it is you need to go. Where we're going, where we come from.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at Vive show in the studio, Escaping Pavement. All right, I know you have your release show coming up next weekend, not this weekend. Any other shows on the pipeline at all? Or?
Oh, yeah, definitely lots. This is actually going to be one of our busiest summer ever, I should say.
All right, yes. If you want to talk about some of those.
Sure.
Tonight...
Tonight we're playing at Tom's Tavern.
Tom's Tavern.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Which is a very cool place if you've never been. Mm-hmm. It's literally like you walk in the door and it's almost like you just walked into somebody's living room.
Yeah.
But it has
I've heard about the place.
Intimate setting. And it'll just be an acoustic show. I mean, with the little bit of electric stuff that we do, but, you know, unplugged. And saw a show there like that and really enjoyed it. And it'll be our first time playing there over at Tom's. I'm excited.
This place has been around a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Very long time. It's
been around
a long time.
It's
kind of historic
in
the area.
It is. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And we'll be playing next week at Short's Brewing Company up in Bel Air. It's north of Traverse City.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Kind of northeast, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. And
by about almost an hour maybe out of Traverse.
And that what night is that next week?
That's Thursday, June 2nd.
Okay.
So 2 days before our release party, and then we'll be doing our release party and on the 4th, and then the following weekend we'll be playing at the Nor'easter Music Festival, which takes place up in
Mayo, Michigan,
the Escoda County Fairgrounds.
Okay.
And the following week after that we'll be doing the Ann Arbor Summer Festival on the 16th.
16th.
Yes. We'll be on the acoustic stage they have there. And the day after that, we are leaving for a tour.
Oh.
So we'll be heading out of state.
I was going to ask about that. You know, a lot of times bands don't have that going, but you do, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is it going to be like Midwest, or is it going to go farther than that? Or?
We're going all the way out west.
Yeah.
Really?
We're going all the way to the Pacific Coast. We'll be in... with most of our stops being in Colorado around the Boulder area, and you know, some in between, can't think, Indiana, Illinois, Kansas.
Yeah, we'll be going to Terre Haute, Indiana. We'll be going to Kansas, St.
Lawrence,
Louis,
Kansas. Yeah.
Then over to Colorado, and then we'll be heading over to the northern part of California to play a show in the San Francisco area.
Oh, wow.
And then kind of snaking our way down the coast. We have a show in the middle area of the coast there at a winery, which that should be lovely. I'm excited for that because it's an outdoor stage, too. So,
yeah.
And it's literally, I've seen in pictures, it's right on the coast. So that should be.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'd be there just for the scenery.
Oh, yeah. It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It really is. The Pacific Coast Highway, I mean, if you've ever driven it, it's just...
I've heard about it. My girlfriend's been out that way, and she keeps telling me, we got to go out there one of these days.
Oh, yeah. Especially in the middle part of that state, north, it's just... It's, the views are unbeatable.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then some couple of shows around Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll kind of be working our way back at that point. That's kind of what that last song was kind of written about.
About wandering the country.
Yeah, just getting up and going and just doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds like you two are doing quite well. I mean, if you got a tour of that, you know, extent.
Yeah. Well, we like to think so.
Yeah. It's still a little tough, you know, getting out there and booking shows when you don't have people really haven't heard of you yet. And,
But you can still
contact enough places, and they're willing to, you know, they listen to you. They're willing to have music, take a chance on you and have music that they think is good in there.
Mm-hmm. And you find the right places.
Yeah.
And you can make it happen, you know?
Yep.
That's the way you got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it by selling records nowadays.
Right.
No.
Yeah. And if you are selling records, you know, really you're doing, you know, at shows really is where that's happening. It's not so much anymore... That it's
online.
You know, in record stores or online sales or anything like that, but it's, you know, it's just getting out there and traveling and
spreading the word.
Shows.
Sounds good. So we got plenty of opportunities to see you if we want to.
Yeah.
Besides the release party, of course.
And we'll be in Michigan for the whole month of August, playing shows all over the place too. So
okay.
Yeah, just check the our tour schedule's up on
Our website.
On the site. Mm-hmm. It's always updated.
Okay. Yeah. What is the website?
The website is escapingpavement.com.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that will kind of take you to any other pages that we, you know, keep up on
all those
these
good
days.
Old social networking
right.
sites.
Are
right.
you on the usual ones like
yes.
Facebook?
Mm-hmm,
and
all the usual ones.
Uh-huh.
Facebook, Twitter, YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We have music on Spotify and yeah, lots of places.
Lots of opportunities.
Yep.
Okay, great. Why don't we do another one?
Sure.
All right. What do you think? You got the electric setup still going.
Well, that
maybe
would
we'll
mean
do the,
let's do the Sweetest Lady.
Okay, that's
let's
what I was thinking.
Okay.
Good choice.
We're gonna help everybody relax on their drive home.
Yes.
Yeah, they're gonna need it.
Yeah.
They definitely will.
There's traffic out there.
Now that we're almost in summertime in Michigan, the fight against the road work will begin.
Are you kidding? It's like year round
it's
now.
Yeah, it's begun.
You know, they take a break at Christmas time. That's
yeah.
about
yep.
it.
Basically, if you're not fighting snow, you're fighting road work.
All right, so you said this is called The Sweetest Lady?
The Sweetest
yes.
Lady.
Okay, I just want to make sure I had it right. Okay.
Yes. I know, I was kind of picking up the guitar when I said that, and I was walking
okay.
away
yeah.
from the mic.
Yeah.
Dad, and I've got really bad hearing. All those concerts I went to when I was a young man, I'm like, oh, my God.
I think we already have hearing problems at our age.
Probably. Loud guitars and all that.
Hate to tell you, it only gets worse.
It's from being a teenager and have being allowed to have electric instruments, and you're like, this thing sounds better on 12.
Yeah. I got to get my tone.
Yeah.
You ready?
All right.
Ready.
Thank you. sometimes better said. With a gesture, a touch that can mean so much, unlike saying it can.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is Motor Live Drive at 5, live in the studio, Escaping Pavement. All right, I'm getting almost talked out here.
Yeah.
All right. All right, it looks like we got about, 17 more minutes. We got enough music to fill it up?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's just keep it going then for the most part.
Yeah, sure.
All right, sounds good.
We gotcha. This is a song... What are we doing? Oh, okay. You're taking the acoustic back.
I'm taking the acoustic guitar away.
Taking it back.
we're gonna do a fast song.
All right.
Nice for those drivers out there that are needing that right now.
All right.
Or for those of you listening at home that want to hear an upbeat number. This is one of two that
fire?
We've ever written.
One of two fast songs.
Okay.
No, we've actually written more than that, but we like to joke that our style of music tends to lend itself to the slower, sweeter, more intimate tunes.
Yeah.
But this song we do really like. We tried out for we did one of the NPR Tiny Desk concert videos for their contest that they had. And
okay.
This was a song that we did, so.
We do like bluegrass, too. We kind of delve into that a little bit. So
yeah.
There we go.
So this
sounds
is
good.
Fuel the Fire.
One, two, three. Why'd you call me out? Why'd you call me out? Why'd you call me out tonight? Is deep and cold. It's the way I was.
All right. I was waiting for that. I was like, oh, it sounds like they're about to end there. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. And we have live in the studio, Escaping Pavement. Okay. Real quickly, the reason for the name of the band, is that like going to like a more rural setting? Is that what that means? Or
yeah. That would be basically it. I just think it's something that, I don't know, getting back to simpler things that maybe we've lost touch with. And I think it's just kind of a way that Emily and I strive to try and live our lives that way, you know.
Yes.
Away from the grind.
Whole food and, you know, and you know, just getting away from stressful things all the time, you know. And mm-hmm. I think maybe sometimes that comes back around to some of the songs are written about that.
Okay.
That balance, you know, in life, trying to, you know, escape the pavement sometimes. You know, yes. You don't always have to be running, you don't always have to be plugged in. Right, exactly.
It's sounds amazing how easy it is to waste hours on social networking.
Electronics, yeah. Whatever, video games.
Yeah, or anything digital in front of a mm-hmm. TV, you know.
Yeah.
And then it's like suddenly your whole night has disappeared and you're like, huh, I didn't do anything.
No.
Yeah. So it's kind of the idea of just getting away from that a little more often and, you know, getting back to the things that are really important that will be here as long as there's life on this earth, you know.
And one of them is music.
Yes. Yeah. iPhones, right. Will, they, I don't know, they might be here forever. Who knows? They're just going to keep getting bigger and bigger. I don't know what's going to happen.
Sounds good.
But, all right, let's do another one.
Sure. I was thinking actually we should do a song that kind of started to turn for us towards Americana and towards this thing that we do with cover songs where we take them and kind of make them our own.
Okay.
So, oddly enough, this was a song that somebody asked us to play at their wedding.
Oh, wow.
And we played it as the like pre-ceremony music.
Yeah, like aisle songs, but we did mm-hmm. it instrumentally. And then we were playing it and we said that this might be a good arrangement, you know, a good instrumentation to do something else with this song. So, all right, let's go.
Well, what is the song called, Aaron?
In assuming that we're thinking about the same song, Wonderwall.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting.
Was I right?
Mm-hmm. Nailed it.
Okay.
All right, so this is our version of Wonderwall.
Today's gonna be the day they're gonna throw it back to you.
By now you should have somehow realized what you got to do.
I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out.
I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt.
I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. In all the roads we had to walk a winding, I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Because maybe you're gonna be the one that says after all, you're my wonderwall.
Today was gonna be the gonna be the one that saves me. After all, you're my wonderwall.
Quite interesting there. I'm going to be able to tell people that I heard a folk version of Wonderwall.
Exactly, right?
That'll make a very good conversation.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. So we're listening to Escaping Pavement one more time. They're going to be at the Northville Winery next Saturday, not this coming Saturday, but next one. And it's going to be the release party for The Night Owl, their latest release. And I'm sure they're going to be able to get a copy of that there, obviously. And yes. Any other places? Online?
Yep, it'll be online. You can get it from our website or CD Baby. It'll obviously be on iTunes. Actually, you can get... it's for pre-sale right now on iTunes. And if you buy it, you get the one song, Fuel the Fire, immediately. Yes.
That's okay. The single is yeah. Fuel the Fire.
The one that we heard earlier. One. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Excellent.
So you get it... Now, before the album's actually released. And, yeah, I think those are the only places it's going to be. But that's quite a few.
And all over the place at all of our shows, of course.
Oh, yeah, at all of our shows.
Wherever we are, we'll have some.
Yeah. All right. We'll just send them to your website. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do one more.
Sure. Okay.
And thank you again for playing for us. I appreciate you coming down.
Yes, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for having us.
Winter Homecoming. All right, we're going to do one from our first album, just for fun.
This might have been really the turn where this is the only song on that one that has a mandolin on it. And
yes.
Now that's a lot of what we do.
Mm-hmm. So this one's called Winter Homecoming.
Can you just give me
ready?
A quick... When I took on the mandolin, I had no idea it was going to be so difficult to tune. It's a short song, though. It's only a couple minutes.
You're going to spend half your life tuning that thing.
That's what they say. If you play the mandolin for 30 years, you spent 15 years playing it out of tune.
Yes.
All right. Well, you have to at least 601, 602, so
okay.
I think we're good.
You're getting there. Perfect. Okay. Ready?
Through that door, even though I know that cannot be. come undone. Many people who would like to call it home. God, I know I'm not the only one.
Get along here with you, okay? Don't you feel like coming home today?
Oh, my feet are feeling more in shame. Summertime, please make it here, okay? Said summertime, please make it here, okay?
Hi, I'm Mary Fall, and you're listening to WHFR Dearborn, Michigan.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety.